Three Things to Remember While You Wait by Ceylon George. Patience is not simply the ability to wait. It's how we behave while we're waiting. Joyce Meyer. Is there anything you enjoy waiting for? How about waiting in line to purchase that perfect Christmas gift? Or getting on a flight that's already 30 minutes behind schedule? How about that job interview scheduled for 2 weeks from now? Maybe you're waiting for the courage to reach out to a relative you haven't spoken to in years. I'm going to guess that in situations large and small, you don't like to wait, because waiting means frustration. Waiting is suffering. We live in a world that just can't seem to wait, especially during the holidays. As long as you're willing to pay for same-day shipping, you're spared the agony of having to wait a few extra days to receive all those holiday shopping purchases. And while you're shopping online, a world of information is available to you at the speed of light. Yet, waiting is so important in the spiritual context that many Christian denominations set aside a whole season devoted to it. This is the season of Advent, which is currently being observed in preparation for the Lord's coming, both as a baby and at the end of time. Regardless of your context, there are some important lessons the season of Advent can teach us all about the power and value of expectant waiting. 1. Waiting is active. The character of Advent is not one of idleness, but of alertness and expectancy. The biblical Greek word used for this expectant waiting is prosdekome, which means moving toward that which you hope to receive. This is how Simeon and Anna, two righteous and devout biblical figures, waited for the coming of the Messiah, whom they both lived to see when Mary and Joseph took baby Jesus to the temple. Expectant waiting means living as if that which you hope for is already a reality. It means continuing to wait in faith and hope, even when all hope seems lost. It means continuing to believe in what's possible, despite nagging doubts and fears. Can you wait with a joyful heart, even if you worry others might find you foolish for doing so? 2. Waiting is humbling. If you've ever flown first class, then you've experienced the privilege of getting to skip long lines during check-in and boarding. I was once upgraded to first class by an airline to make up for a mistake they'd made. I didn't have to wait in the long lines. I got served my in-flight meals and drinks first. This was back when they were still serving meals. And the flight attendant would appear out of nowhere at the push of a button. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating on that one just a bit. Experiences like this can cause us to fall for the illusion that we're in charge. We can get addicted to the idea of not having to wait for anything. But sometimes we're forced to wait, and in these moments, we're reminded that our priorities are not the only ones that matter. Rather than being a source of shame, being humbled in this way can be a great relief from living under the weight of our self-importance. 3. Waiting is life-giving. We equate waiting with suffering, but in truth, most of our suffering results from our unwillingness to wait. Ever experienced buyer's remorse after purchasing a big-ticket item? You know the suffering that can come from impulse buying. What about a rift with a family member? Then you know the suffering that can come from speaking in the anger of the moment. Waiting may be the hardest thing to do sometimes, but if you're willing to wait, you'll experience the life-giving benefits of time and perspective. What are you waiting for? Are you frustrated by having to wait? Maybe you've been waiting so long, you're no longer sure what you're waiting for. Regardless, know that you need not feel powerless while you wait. Be encouraged by hopefulness, chastened by humility, and enriched by the life-giving wisdom that comes with waiting.